It's Texaco time with Fred Allen. Welcome to the Texaco Style Theater, ladies and gentlemen. Texaco dealers from coast to coast invite you to spend the next 30 minutes with
Fred Allen, Charles Lawton, the Andrews Sisters, Arthur Godfrey, Portland Hopper, and Al Goodman's orchestra.
It's Texaco time. And here he is. Here he is, back from his vacation, the man his creditors have been waiting for, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight, the Texaco Star Theater opens its fall season with a brand new program. We have all new...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland. Well, you look nice and relaxed. Tell me, did you have a good vacation?
Yes. Mama and I were at the beach all summer.
Oh, the beach? You had a cabana at Long Beach?
No, we had an umbrella at Coney Island.
Well, how was Mr. Goodman's not laughing as loudly this season. Tell me, how was Coney Island this summer, Portland? Any different?
Yes. This year, the mosquitoes were patriotic.
You mean they only stung soldiers?
No. When the mosquitoes took your blood this summer, they flew to a Red Cross blood bank with it.
Oh, they did. Well, I'll have to get going, Portland. You know, our program isn't an hour anymore. It's only 30 minutes now.
It's cut in half?
Yes. The sponsor got the idea from the Reader's Digest. Say, you know who else is back on the air tonight?
You mean Jack Benny?
Did you hear his show tonight? It sounded as though they started out to have a clam bake and the clam didn't show up. Did you hear those crow gags?
Have you got all new jokes tonight?
Well, I did. I did have a whole new show, Portland. I had all new actors signed up. And then that Henry Kaiser came to New York and started hiring people.
Did your actors quit?
Well, you know how radio actors are. Show them a job in a shipyard and they're gone. Who can compete with 80 cents an hour? I mean...
Can you put on a program with no actors?
Look, I'll get actors. I put an ad in the New York Times just 10 minutes ago. Say, you can't beat that Times for advertising. We're getting action already. Come in.
Fred Allen?
Yes?
We've seen your ad in the Times.
Oh, fine.
You're starting a new radio show?
That's right. Are you boys a floating Fred Allen fan club?
No. Yeah. We're Mendelssohn and Brahms. Melody's Wrote to Order. You name it, we'll steal it.
Your songwriters?
Specializing in swing.
Well, what songs have you written?
I got a girl in Kankakee.
Kankakee? Well, you mean I've got a girl in Kalamazoo.
She moved. We also write theme songs. We got one for you.
Well, who asked you to write a Texaco theme song?
We took a chance.
Oh.
This song will be bigger than I left my hat at the stage door canteen.
Well, what is this Texaco gem of yours?
T is for your tank just made to hold it. E is for your engine that it primes. X is for the extra miles per gallon. A is just a letter, but it rhymes. C is for the Chiefs, both sky and fire. O is for its octane content high. Put them all together, they spell Texaco. Whoa, whoa, whoa. A gas that every motorist should buy. It's Texaco.
That, huh?
Fine, that was fine, boys.
Is the song in?
Well, you'll hear from me, boys.
We should live so long. So long.
Well, thanks to that Times ad, Portland, I now have a theme song.
Now, if you only had some actors, you could start the program.
Hey, that's right, too. Where can I get some actors?
Your cry is heard, still your plea. Falstaff's here with Tiddle-dee-dee. The Tony Wands of tomorrow at your service.
Well, I'm sorry, Falstaff. I can't use you. You see, I'm having a whole new program this year.
I have oodles of new poems.
New poems won't help, I'm afraid. I need new faces.
Have you heard, when she called me Fragrant Malcolm, I knew she smelled my talcum?
No, I haven't heard that.
Or, the bathtub said to the faucet, did that drip come in with you?
No, I haven't heard that either.
Put down that live wire, mother. Sparks are coming out of your bustle.
Now, wait. That has positively done it. That is the priority on the last straw. Now, Falstaff, I'm starting a new show. I'm trying to keep abreast of the time.
Precisely why I am here. I have written a poem. A poem the entire country should heed.
What is your poem called?
This and That Concerning Fat.
Oh, fat? Well, how does your fat conservation poem go?
My little niece is saving Greece to help to beat the Japs. To help defeat the Nazis, she's collecting bacon scraps.
Yes?
The drippings from each mutton roast she knows make ammunition. The donut fat my niece collects may bomb a Jap position. You, too, should save your fatty waste, your butter, lard, and suet. If my little niece can save her Greece, surely you can do it. When the Axis time at last has come and the world's restored to peace, the day that Hitler's goose is cooked, my little niece will save the Greece.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Portland.
Who saw your ad in the Times just sent in this card.
This card? Why, the Andrew sisters. Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a treat to have you meet the Universal Picture stars and the current sensation at the Paramount Theater, the Andrew sisters. Now, their audition song is Pennsylvania Polka.
Strike up the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton, it's our number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. Quickly gone, sweet romancing. This goes on and on until the dawn. They're so carefree. Yea, with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they got to kiss again. Strike a part of music, the band has begun. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Everybody, scales are quickly gone. Sweet romancing. This goes on and on and on until the dawn. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Gay with laughter, the happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they stop to kiss again.
Dig your body. tender and good is the fun. And it's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much, girls. Say, they were swell, weren't they, Portland?
Yes, the show is going great.
Say, if I only had an announcer now, I'd be all set. Come in.
Is Mr. Allen here?
Why, I'm Fred Allen.
I saw your ad in the Times.
The Times? You don't look like a man who reads the Times.
No, I'm strictly a Joe Palooka man.
Well, I don't know if we can use another Palooka on this program, sir.
I ought to make a great radio announcer.
Well, what makes you think so?
I've tried everything else and failed.
What is your name, sir?
Godfrey. Arthur Godfrey.
Well, all right. You have a portable clack, I see. Well, all right, Mr. All right, Mr. Godfrey, I can use an announcer on the program. Now, here is one of our commercials. Would you mind reading this over?
I forgot to tell you, I can't read.
You want to be an announcer and you can't read?
Do you think it'll hold me back?
No, not on this program. I tell you what, you can put our message to motorists in your own words, Mr. Godfrey. You have some words of your own.
Oh, I have some dandies.
Well, let's hear them.
Look, motorists, every mile counts these war days, because every mile you drive uses up a part of America's stockpile of rubber in the tires of your car. That's why Uncle Sam is asking us to drive only when we have to, and to keep that speedometer needle under 35. To save rubber and keep our cars in service for the transportation we must have. Because, brother, if you is careless today, you is going to be carless tomorrow.
Well, that's excellent, Mr. Godfrey. But this, after all, is the Texaco show. Could you work in a sly reference to Texaco dealers, could you?
Get a load of this, Fred. Your Texaco dealer is the man who can help you save rubber. When he checks the pressure and the condition of your tires regularly, not every once in a while, but regularly, those tires are going to last longer. What's more, your car's going to last longer, too, when a Texaco dealer takes care of it. How am I doing? Mediocre?
No, but you're working up to it.
Well, how's this? Now, right now, when every mile counts in gasoline consumption, use your Texaco dealer's high-quality gasoline. Texaco Fire Chief or Premium Texaco Sky Chief.
And your parting shot, Mr. Godfrey?
Make a Texaco dealer your car warden. He'll help you care for your car for your country.
Mr. Godfrey, the job is yours. Mr. Goodman, will you stop the music, please? There's someone at the door. Come in. Yes?
I'm Charles Lawton.
Is there something on your mind, brother?
I saw your ad in the Times.
And you, You are looking for work, are you?
Yes, I thought if you had an opening.
What did you say your name was again, sir?
Lawton, Charles Lawton.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Norton. we can't hire any stray actor who happens to come sniffing around here looking for work.
You mean to work for you, an actor has to be good?
Well, first he has to be cheap. That is first. Now, frankly, what is your rock-bottom salary, Mr. Norton?
I'll take an IOU every week, and Saturday nights you can toss me for it.
Well, that's fair enough. Now, if I hire you, Mr. Norton, you will stay with us, I hope. I'd hate to build you up, you know, and then have you lured away by Ma Perkins or Vic and Sade or some competitor.
Mr. Allen, I'll be with you indefinitely.
Oh, class 4F, eh?
You're not exactly the commando type yourself.
Mr. Norton.
You don't mind, old boy. The name is Lawton.
Lawton? You're not Charles Lawton, the Hollywood movie star.
In the flesh. I'm not overdoing it.
So you're Charles Lawton. Why, you're Portland's favorite actor. You and Slim Somerville. Say, Portland.
Yes?
Here's where we finally got our guest star. This is Mr. Charles Lawton.
Hello, Portland.
Gosh, Mr. Lawton. You were wonderful in The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Thank you, Portland.
I see you're wearing it in front this year.
Yes. My best is sailcloth. It bellies in the breeze.
Well, tell me, Mr. Lawton, what brings you to New York?
I'm on location for Uncle Samford. I've been on tour selling war bonds.
Say, all of the movie stars seem to be pitching in to sell war bonds these days.
Yes, Fred. Hollywood's doing a great job.
Well, haven't a lot of Hollywood producers and executives given up their jobs to enlist?
Yes, one picture executive was president of so many companies it took him 3 hours to resign.
Say, he must have thrown hundreds of relatives out of work that day. You know, it's a funny thing. Now, we must control ourselves, Mr. Lawton. In this business, you know, it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing about Hollywood. You know, lately, I have been flooded with offers to make pictures.
I'm not surprised. With all of the good-looking men in the army, they're taking anybody.
So that's it.
Yes, if you want to be a glamour boy these days, Fred, you've got to be a physical wreck.
Well, it looks as though Jack Benny will have a big year this year.
Yes, Jack has just completed 3 pictures.
Say, I heard about this last picture he's just finishing. Benny plays the part of a Republican who goes crazy. He spends all of his time in a fireplace talking back to the president.
Jack is in the fireplace making a fuel of himself.
Was that a joke, Mr. Lawton?
Yes, I stooped to levity on occasion.
You didn't quite make it this time.
If you want to quibble, no.
Well, they tell me that Mr. Benny's 3 pictures are going to open the same night in New York, Chicago, and Hollywood, and that Benny is going to attend all of the openings.
How can Jack be in 3 places at once?
Well, he's sending his toupee to New York, his teeth to Chicago, and Hollywood gets what's left of Benny in person. A basket cake. But tell me, what else is new in Hollywood?
I wouldn't know, Fred. I live a sort of sheltered life out there.
You do, really? You don't reside in a stucco mansion?
No. My little bungalow is a happy combination of squalor and mock magnificence.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I have a mid-Victorian hen house. I overpowered the architect before he was able to finish it.
Fortunately. You don't indulge in sports?
I played golf just once.
Golf? Well, what happened?
Oh, I went out to the links at the crack of dawn.
Yes.
I teed off.
Yes.
I made one hole.
Yes.
I made another hole.
Yes.
Then I covered up both holes and came home.
You were through with golf.
I sent my caddy back to his widowed mother and turned my niblick into the scrap side.
But what do you do for excitement out in Hollywood?
Oh, some nights I sit around working on my taxidermy.
Oh, you do? You're a taxidermist?
Yes, my hobby is stuffing field mice.
Oh, stuffing field mice. Well, isn't it rather tiring?
It is a little bit strenuous, overtaking them, old boy.
Well, what? Too bad they didn't get away in this instance. But what other diversions intrigue you?
Well, when I crave a rollicking evening, I take my tiddlywink set and go over to May Robeson.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yes, I sit and tiddly and May sits and winks. At 10 o'clock, May rises and curtsies. I put on my white duck Inverness, blow May a lumbering kiss and leave.
Gad, that's living.
Yes. Life to me is the tilt of a buzzard's wing.
You're a born playboy.
I'm hotter than the rear axle of a Jeep.
I can imagine.
Enough about Hollywood, sir. What about this job in radio?
Radio? Radio? A man with your reputation?
Radio fascinates me, Fred. I'd like to be a star in one of those serial programs.
Serial programs? Why?
Well, Fred, things have been going too good for me. I'd like to have a little trouble for a change. If I was a star of a serial program, I'd have plenty of grief.
All right. Of course, first we'll have to get you in the mood, Mr. Lawton. You will have to suffer.
Can you make me feel miserable, Fred?
Well, I think so. Now, close your eyes.
They're closed.
Think of Victor Mature.
Victor Mature, yes.
Now, open your eyes.
All right.
And look at yourself.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Miserable.
Good. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lawton gets his wish. Tonight he will star in a radio serial. And this masterpiece will go on immediately following Mr. Al Goodman's version of One Dozen Roses. Goodman, that was very nice. Now, where's that new announcer? Mr. Godfrey?
Coming, Mr. Allen. Don't hurry me. 35's the limit, you know.
Now, how about another message from Texaco dealers, Mr. Godfrey?
Okay, here's an idea I got from an air raid warden I was talking to the other day. Would you believe it? That air raid warden's got a map that shows every danger point in his district.
Well, that's mighty interesting, but after all, what has that got to do with Texaco dealers?
Well, you see, your car warden, that's your Texaco dealer, has a map of danger points, too.
Uh-huh.
Danger points in your car. That map is the lubrication chart he uses when he gives your car his famous Marfac 40-point lubrication service.
Uh-huh.
He just doesn't give your car a couple of squirts with a grease gun. Your Texaco dealer works by chart, not by chance, and he doesn't miss a trick.
Uh-huh.
That Marfac lubrication service keeps friction from sabotaging your car.
Well, say, tell me, what does that Marfac mean?
Marfac? It's a super tough Texaco chassis lubricant that won't readily wash out, pound out, or squeeze out. And that's important these days. Make sure your car gets this protection. Get Marfac 40-point chassis lubrication from any Texaco dealer, coast to coast.
Well, thank you, Mr. Godfrey.
You're welcome.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present Mr. Charles Lawton in the popular radio serial, the real-life story of a man you might have passed on the street this afternoon, the tender human tale, Poor Old Charlie.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low.
And now, the makers of Mulligan's No Beef bring you Poor Old Charlie. You remember as we left Charlie yesterday, things looked mighty glum in Centervale. Charlie had just had a mysterious phone call from Midville telling him that the body he found in the dumbwaiter was not his Uncle Norris. Abner Titus, the town banker, had told Widow Prentice that the oil stock Charlie had been left by his cousin Luther had come back marked Noel. And the sheriff had threatened to arrest Charlie on the complaint of Myrtle Trent, the taxi dancer, who said that Charlie's nephew, Balsam Schmidlap, had disappeared after running up a bill for $189 at 10 cents a dance. Charlie's grandfather, Henry, who got his beard caught in the assembly line at the big airplane factory, came home with a propeller riveted to his head and his landing gear retracted. Well, of course, that was all yesterday. Now, today we find poor old Charlie in the kitchen talking things over with his wife, poor old Mary. Poor old Mary speaks.
Charlie, something's burning.
It's just me, Mary. I've got my leg caught in the oven.
Well, take it out. Smells like it's done.
I guess I'm getting absent-minded, Mary. Seems I'm always putting my leg in the oven.
Look at your toes.
Five clinkers.
Trouble, trouble, nothing but trouble.
Come in.
Charlie. I'm sorry to bring you bad news.
What bad news, stranger?
I'm a truck driver. I just ran over your son, Charlie. I'm sorry.
Don't take it so hard, fellow. We have another son.
Thank heavens, Charlie. Goodbye.
We lose more kids that way.
Seems like we was just born to have trouble, Mary.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, that's Grandpa Henry. He's moaning again.
Oh. What's the moaning about?
Well, he bet all his Social Security money on the Yankees.
Oh. Old fool, who told him to bet on the Yankees?
Grandpa Henry bet on the Yankees in the Civil War. He won. He's been betting the Yanks ever since.
Come in.
Charlie, I'm sorry to bring you bad news again.
You're that truck driver, ain't you?
Yes. You said you had another son, Charlie.
Yes, I got another son, Rollo.
You did have another son, Charlie.
You ain't run over Rollo.
I backed up.
Stranger, you gotta find another street to drive on.
Why, Charlie?
I'm fresh out of kids.
Oh, shucks.
Trouble, trouble, nothing but trouble.
No furniture, no money, Grandpa Henry laying there moaning, no food.
If we was only cannibals, Charlie.
This is a meatless day, Mary. Besides, Grandpa Henry's mostly gristle.
I can't go without food much longer, Charlie.
There's only one man, Mary, who can put an end to all our troubles. Give me the phone. Hello, operator. Give me Centervale 123.
Hello.
Morton?
Yeah?
This is poor old Charlie. You've got to get us out of this, Morton. Mary and me have got more trouble than we can stand. You've got to help us.
I'll be right over, Charlie.
It's about time. He's the only man can stop this misery.
Come in.
Charlie, I hate to bring you bad news.
The truck driver.
Are you back again?
Were you expecting a man? A fellow was running across the street towards your house.
Stranger, you didn't.
I ran over him, Charlie.
At last, our troubles are over, Mary.
Thanks to you, stranger. Me and Charlie is free. No more trouble, no more misery.
Thanks to me?
Yes, you've killed the author of poor old Charlie.
Before we close up the Texaco Star Theater for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you, Mr. Charles Lawton, for joining us here tonight.
I've enjoyed every minute of it, Fred.
You know, you've made such a success of your bond-selling tour, Mr. Lawton, that we don't want you to leave without making a sale here tonight.
Uncle Sam and I are always open for business. Fred.
Well, our little gang has gotten together, Mr. Lawton. Now, we have a check here, and as soon as the program is over, we'd like to do some bond business with you personally.
Oh, that's a very nice gesture, Fred, and thank you, folks.
Good night.
Makes me feel pretty good. Good night, Fred.
Good night, and thank you, Mr. Lawton. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, next week our guest will be Wee Bonnie Baker, and from Hollywood, Mr. Roland Young. This is Fred Allen saying goodnight for Texaco dealers from coast to coast and reminding you to save your tires when you drive. Don't go over 35. Drive into your Texaco dealer regularly to have your tires checked. Remember, you're welcome. Goodnight.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.